From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. It's the last day of the first month of 2010, January 31st, 2010, on this Sunday edition. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Then I'll be back, obviously, live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time for the full four-hour transmission. Well, I have giant stacks of vital news and information here in front of us today. The bankers are trying a new spin to get international taxation implemented under their control. They failed, of course, with what happened last month in the waning days of 2009 in Copenhagen, calling for global taxes, literally hundreds of taxes, on every facet of human life and activity to be paid to the IMF, World Bank, and UN. That failed. And so now the bankers are doing what they did in 1913. They're saying, we've got a plan to punish the big banks. A global government that will tax all financial transactions. Bernanke is in favor of it. Strauss-Kahn, the head of the IMF, is in favor of it. Bankers in favor of paying global fee. IMF chief urges coordinated financial markets, and the big central banks, they will run it. They will save you. Swiss warn UBS Bank could collapse under this system. The Iceland's president said we're being bullied by big central banks. And Larry Summers, really running the show at the White House, he says, yes, we have a statistical recovery for the rich, but a deepening recession for the people. Wow, I guess broken clocks are right twice a day. He finally said something true in all of his career. Also, gun confiscation going on up in Canada. This is the Toronto Star headline. The cops came and took my gun. That's one of their writers. His single-shot shotgun he had since the 1970s. Can't have that. First they register, then they confiscate. We are, of course, going to get into the top story today. In plain view, as if it's no big deal, DetroitNews.com, the Detroit Free Press, their TV stations, all of them, I have stacks of the articles here, just report calmly, okay, it was a U.S. government agent that was the smart-dressed man that led Umar Farouk Al-Maktab, or the underwear bomber, onto the aircraft in Amsterdam. After a month plus of lying and saying that no such man existed and saying no one else was pulled off the plane in Detroit, supposedly with a bomb. Now they've admitted that happened as well. Kurt Haskell, the lawyer, and his lawyer wife, they've both on record have been proven right with other witnesses. So this is the naked body scanners. This is the pretext for the entire takeover of our society. New wars being launched in Yemen. And the whole thing is a false flag out in the open, and the underwear bomber has pled not guilty. Obviously part of a drill led onto the aircraft by a U.S. government agent. Mainstream news, but just buried in the Detroit newspapers, buried in the Detroit TV stations, as if it's no big deal. Oh, they let him on to track a terrorist. They wanted to bust him. They wanted to find out who his handlers were. But they let him onto the plane without a passport and lied about it. I told you, ladies and gentlemen, it's always the same M.O. But now it's a month and 5-6 days later since the underwear Christmas Day bombing. And so now it's just a minor footnote in history. ABC News is also quietly reporting in the bottom of an article that we got into Friday with Kurt Haskell that, oh, yes, indeed, there was a smart-dressed man who helped him get on the plane. Now it comes out, government agent. Those stories are up on Infowars.com. And then we're going to get into states to lead carbon markets as federal plan stalls and how that ties in to the banker takeover of all of society. We'll recap this, get into the top stories straight ahead on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
What's your home? We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. It is Sunday, the 31st day of January, 2010. 2 hours layout before us. Absolutely jam-packed with vital information. Let me go over again some of the top stories we're going to be breaking down. First off, UN agency calls for global cyber warfare treaty, a driver's license for web users to be able to access the web. This is from the French news agency. I have another story here out of the Raw story. UN agency calls for global cyber warfare treaty, driver's license for web users. They openly announce here what I learned of 8 years ago from open UN meetings they were having, along with Microsoft, Google, Yahoo, and others at Internet 2 symposiums. They are going to incrementally, starting in the next year or so, begin shutting down the old Internet and forcing you onto the new Internet, where everything's registered and controlled and tracked, and where government decides if you get a website or allowed to post. And that is what the UN said at Davos yesterday. They have, again, multiple quotes from the UN. He also called for a driver's license for Internet users to register you. If you want to drive a car, you have to have a license to say that you are capable of driving a car. The car has to pass a test to say it's fit to drive and you have insurance. Now notice India is trying this. China's already done this. Australia's implementing. 2 weeks ago, Italy said you've got to register and have a license to be on the web or even be able to send email. That's now being enforced. Chinese-style net censorship is coming to the United States and England and Canada, so we need to be aware of this. That's Andrei Kudelski, chairman of Kudelski Group, said that a new Internet might have to be created, forcing people to have two computers that cannot connect and pass on viruses, one Internet for secure operations, the other for freedom. Yeah, but if you read deeper, they're going to kill the old Internet. That's what cybersecurity system being set up by Obama is doing. And last year, the head of the cybersecurity board resigned saying, quote, the Pentagon is taking over the Internet. So they're already building the new enslaved Internet, and they're preparing to force the population onto it right now. Also, the banks are saying they want a global tax administered by them, but they're selling it as if it's going to restrict the banks from the type of piratical, corrupt looting operations we saw in 2008, 2009 with $28 trillion stolen. And I couldn't believe it. I have an MSNBC clip that we'll play later if we have time in the next hour. We posted it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where the MSNBC host openly sounds like Alex Jones or Ron Paul, says that the banks have stolen $23.7 trillion. That's a five-month-old number. They're still using old numbers. It's 28-plus trillion. $23.7 trillion. Congress has admitted that, and they quote it. And that the banker bailouts are red herring. The $700 billion was only one part of that banking package. But finally, this is starting to come out, and there's talk of indicting Geithner, and he was told to resign last week in hearings. So the bankers in 1913 said, oh, no, we don't want the Federal Reserve. Oh, no, don't do it. And Congress passed it, giving the private banks total power. And now they're saying, oh, my gosh, we don't want a tax on banks. Oh, my goody, goodness gracious, we don't want it. It's just absolutely terrible. It's just absolutely horrible. What are we going to do? We cannot put up with this. We cannot have it. There is no way with it we can have it. And then meanwhile, they wrote the legislation. And then now they're saying, okay, we'll accept it. Giving them total, a handful of private banks, control over all insurance companies, banks, money transfers, global Tobin taxes, total control. That's the type of manipulation that these people engage in on a daily basis. So we're going to be breaking that down as well. There's another story here out of AlterNet. Overall, a pretty favorable, honest article. I was interviewed for it. Jesse Ventura takes the soaring interest in conspiracy theory to TV, and viewers are flocking to it. Talks about the record ratings. Word is the show's going to get picked back up, and I'm going to be an even bigger part of it. I'm very excited, but that's not a done deal yet. But the point is the article admits conspiracy theory is taking over media. No, it's not. That's a term the establishment uses to demonize any alternative thought other than the orthodoxy of there are WMDs in Iraq, Barack Obama doesn't want your guns, the bankers love you, there's no mercury in the flu shot, which is, they admit there's mercury in it. Again, lies from the government and big corporations are acceptable. Anything that questions them is called a conspiracy theory. What's happening is the establishment is losing control of the minds of the people. So we'll be talking about that as well. But first off, ladies and gentlemen, first off, every few weeks there's a story that's so big, so important, so huge, so amazing that I don't even feel like I am worthy to even bring you the information. That words cannot describe how incredible it is. 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, it was the ClimateGate emails, internal UN emails between all the major universities and NASA engaging in fraud. They know the Earth's getting colder. They know man doesn't cause it. Bill Santer at the UN, separate documents have come out. Now they admit their own UN report knew it was a fraud. Literally more than 20. I mean, earlier this week it was more than 20. New scandals since then of total fraud and corruption by the UN. Trying to tax all human activity with the skies falling, man-made global warming's going to kill us, we better control your life, and arrest anybody that cuts a tree down, and you know, on and on and on, and you know, let big government and the banks run your life. It's the big banks behind this. You go look at the biggest funders of the land-grabbing, phony environmental movement, it's Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, the big banks. They need an excuse to take your property. That was a huge story. It just gets bigger and bigger. It is a societal revolution to the fraud, to the fables, to the Chicken Little garbage that is put out by government to sell the population on giving up their rights and freedoms, to make the population feel guilty, to make the population feel scared. But the story that I've got in front of me, completely confirmed, mainstream news, is so unbelievably important. And the problem is, just like ClimateGate when it first broke, it was on a bunch of blogs and a few mainstream publications picked it up. But for 3 weeks, there was a 99% mainstream media blackout. But the alternative media forced it out into mainstream understanding. And the rest is history. The entire fraud that is the phony modern environmental movement is imploding and burning to the ground, falling apart in front of all of our eyes right now. Well, the story I'm going to cover when we come back from break is even bigger, than ClimateGate potentially. If we can somehow educate the sheeple, demand grand jury investigations, and force this out into the open. If we can do that, we are going to be able to really expose these people. Now, that is the $64 million question. And so when we come back, we're going to get into it. Also, on the environmental front, separate from the big story coming up, KLBJ linked to the city council, That's real reporting. That's what I like. Not the newspaper telling me what was said, but they actually linked to it, to the hours and hours of video, with Austin Energy admitting they're basically under foreign corporate UN and Obama control to raise $2.6 billion of taxes in Austin to fund carbon trading. And so I'm going to get into that coming up after we get into the next hour. And here's the article we wrote detailing all of this. Cap and trade scam to be enforced at state level. PrisonPlanet.com. And here's Bloomberg. States to lead carbon markets as federal plan stalls. You think these offshore banks that had printed up and issued themselves tens of trillions of dollars are going to back off? No, they're coming in to buy up your cities. And Austin is one of the big dominoes they're trying to tump over to set the precedent to literally make you slaves. Literally. We're going to break it down coming up.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Right now, what we have is a dictatorship run by a gang. It's a gang under Obama, although I think he's the front man. I think that soon they're going to realize that he's more intelligent than they originally thought, and they're going to find out that they're going to be left out in the cold. But that's going to take a little while before the Rahm Emanuel gang realizes that Obama has outsmarted them and he's not just their front man. You know, I made a prediction on this show yesterday that I'll repeat right now so that you can mark it down. Savage predicts a Reichstag fire-like event sometime within the next year or two in America that will have been conducted by the government and blamed upon subversive elements in order to permit a dictatorship and a naked dictatorship to emerge in this country. If you think I'm making this up, you're right. I'm making it up. But I'm not making it up out of whole cloth. I'm making it up out of historical cloth. Rahm Emanuel is a very devious man. Rahm Emanuel has deep roots going back to dictatorial inclinations. You want me to open that one up? Would you like to discuss Rahm Emanuel and who he is and what his background is and his father's background? His father was a member of the Irgun in the early days of Israel, which I think is quite ironic.
Irgun terrorist who staged terror attacks against the British. Now, Savage, almost a year ago, did a full hour saying that Obama will stage terror attacks as a pretext to bring in Northcom and Homeland Security. Now, we got the Homeland Security documents from police and from federal marshals and the MIAC report where they say that secretly Homeland Security is being used and its main target is gun owners, veterans, returning veterans, libertarians, people that want to audit the private Federal Reserve. And the reason I played that Savage clip is I've played the previous clip where he said they're going to stage a terror attack, but that's where he fleshes out the particular issues with Rahm Emanuel. And I agree with him. In fact, I'm the person that predicted 9/11. This isn't just Obama. And I'm the individual, of course, who said that Obama was going to be president long before he was elected. And we made the first film exposing him, the Obama deception, where I say he will stage terror attacks in the United States or against U.S. military bases as a pretext to unleash the police state on the American people. Now, the point is, it's not just Alex Jones saying this. Ron Paul has talked about staged terror attacks. Many other historians have. But it isn't just the Democrats that do this. There are over 200 declassified examples, many of which we cover in my film Terror Storm, where our own government has planned and has staged terror attacks, killing our own military, killing our own citizens, killing other groups of people to blame their political enemies. Reichstag fire, 1933, February 27th. Hitler can't get full dictatorship. He's been elected president, not chancellor yet. He wants the chancellor to step down. He's unable to do that. He firebombs the Capitol building to blame on his political enemies. To launch the war against Poland, he stages a terror attack against the German military base at Gliwice on the Polish-German border. That's the classified part of the record. The point is, governments do this. It's one of their favorite tricks. And I give credit where credit's due. Savage is the only big national conservative host who will actually tell the truth, and he routinely talks about this. Now, that said, we have had a clear 100% staged terror attack, no doubt about it. It happened Christmas Day. Now, when it happened Christmas Day, on that Friday, I came on the radio Sunday. You can go back to the audio or back to the video. We simulcast the show at PrisonPlanet.tv, full TV production. For those that don't know, if you want to go watch it, PrisonPlanet.tv. I went on air and I said, I don't know if this was staged. Are there real Muslim terrorists who do stage terror attacks? The answer is yes. Yes. Sometimes it's real. Suicide bombers, a woman going on a bus, stabbing 20 people, you know, killing 14 of them. Yes, that stuff goes on. But did it come out? Did the Pentagon get caught? Did the British Ministry of Defense get caught in 2004, 2005, 2006 in the Times of London and other publications with British, Israeli, and U.S. special forces? They were captured in some cases, dressed up with big beards and turbans on their heads, running around shooting U.S. and Iraqi forces in Basra and other areas. That is red-handed caught. They were caught repeatedly. And then they would be ordered released and it'd be shut down. I had Ray McGovern, the top CIA analyst for Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr. on, talking about it later. Months later, it came out. It was confirmed. The Golden Mosque blown up in Iraq to get the Shiites and the Sunnis killing each other. It's divide and conquer. I could go on with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, literally over 200 examples where the government admits they did it. One of the most famous, Gulf of Tonkin, 1964, leading to the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution. 3.5, almost 4 years ago, they released the full LBJ tapes with him on the phone with McNamara, rigging the whole thing. It's on record. No one attacked those ships, and it resulted in over 1 million dead Vietnamese and 58,000 dead Americans and over 200,000 maimed on our side. This is how government does it. If an empire wants to attack a country, and they've got good people like the people of America, they're not going to go along with the new war unless the enemy attacks them. The Germans were overall good people. Hitler had to blow up the capital and attack his own military bases. Gleiwitz is only one example. To do this. Yes, there it is. British Special Forces caught carrying out state's terror attack in Iraq. You can link through to the Times of London. Just Google that term. There they are in their wigs and hats and turbans. They just caught a guy 2 weeks ago in New Jersey, a black guy who wasn't even a Muslim, with rocket launchers and weapons and fake beards and turbans. Local police caught him. They stopped a fake terror attack. Do you understand how close we are to this? Do you understand how real this is? Now, where am I going with this? Christmas Day bombing comes, and I told the story of I found out in the evening, because I wasn't watching TV or radio or surfing the web. I can only do that on holidays. I'm addicted to research. My wife goes, "We're out of eggs. We should have bought some. Go to the store." I say, "Yes, ma'am." I get in the car. And I drive around looking for convenience stores, and I'm listening to News Radio 590, and they're reporting on it. And I go in and buy eggs here in Austin, and by the time I get in my car, they're saying, "Don't worry, we're going to order naked body scanners, the body scanners, to keep you safe from this." And I went, wait a minute. A year ago, they ordered those stinking things before Bush even left office. What do you mean they're now ordering them? They're now going to put them in all the major airports, 214. But, and the story looks suspicious up front, but I don't draw conclusions. I began doing research, and we heard about a lawyer and his lawyer wife, Haskell and Haskell, who were on the plane from Amsterdam to Detroit, from Europe to Detroit, Michigan, and I got them on the phone. And I talked to other witnesses, and they told a story the FBI denied. Now the FBI has admitted they told the truth and dropped a bombshell on us. A U.S. government agent led that guy on the plane, and that's only part of it. Stay with us. Tell you.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This has been going on a long time. This didn't start with under Obama. There is a plan. We have the most dangerous foreign policy team in history running this country. And their design is to completely disarm us and take us into the New World Order. That's the whole plan here. That's why they let him get on the plane. In other words, if they knew who he was and they let him get on the plane, why did they let him get on the plane? Maybe that he failed to set off the bomb disappointed them. Maybe they wanted the bomb to go off in order to institute martial law.
All right, Alex Jones here back live. Why am I playing short clips of Michael Savage? Because I want to embrace truth. I want to embrace Rush Limbaugh. I want to embrace Glenn Beck. I want to embrace Sean Hannity. I want them to tell the truth. And Michael Savage is conservatively the fourth most popular radio host in this country with 10 million listeners a week. This show has 3 million a week. 2 million AM and FM, 1 million conservatively internet. We're about the 9th or 10th largest radio show in the country now. Yes, that's right. Number one on the internet. But the point here is that that's devastating to them on 400 radio stations for the truth to be told. And I just have to give credit. And I want Savage on this show. Because there's nothing I admire like courage. There's nothing I admire like the truth. And there's nothing I won't support like the truth. I support truth 110%. Now, let me get into the why he's saying this, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, it's a fact. Red-handed in ABC News, in the Associated Press, in the Detroit Free Press, in Detroit Live, and on Detroit TV, they have all been reporting since last Thursday, as we have as well, that in plain view, a U.S. government agent led the underwear bomber, this guy. Like I told you, within 5 days of the bombing, I had enough evidence to say it was a drill, and this idiot thought he was taking part in a drill. How do I know that? In almost every other case, that's how they do this. 7-7 in London. 9-11. I mean, I've interviewed the head, and I'm going to give the latest developments on this. I have interviewed the head of the U.S. Embassy in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, Springman. In fact, look, I want to get Springman back on. He's in Fabled Enemies, the Burma's name. We interviewed him for video, and I interviewed him in 2002, but I want to get him back on. And he's got Muhammad Atta and six other Al-Qaeda in his computer as terrorists. He won't give them visas to the U.S. in 2000, and he's told by the State Department, you will let them in, it's national security. He refuses. He says, no, I will not commit crimes. And they said, you know what, pal? The CIA calls him up. When he got back to the U.S., they explained to him these were U.S. government agents, part of a super secret program who used their Al-Qaeda legend, their Al-Qaeda history, as a cover. But it doesn't stop there. I've got Fox News, Associated Press, you name it, MSNBC, Newsweek, admitting they were trained at the Pensacola Naval Air Station. Muhammad Atta and others, they were trained at the Defense Language School, Monterey, California. Colonel Butler, the dean, had Atta in his class, wrote a letter to the editor, went public in late 2001, saying the government staged this, and they started court-martialing him till he shut up. I called his house up and said, Colonel Butler, I'd like you on, and some woman's in the background screaming, get off the phone, don't do it, they'll say, they said they'll get us, they'll get, and then the phone gets hung up. That's the life I lead. I call up the colonel who's in the newspaper saying, we train these people. You think I like going on the air in September of 2001 and saying it's an inside job? I have to. I have to tell the truth. And this is an inside job as well. And you heard Savage. It didn't start with Obama. Our government is a bunch of criminals run by offshore banks, and they're staging these stinking terror attacks. Do I know exactly what happened on 9-11? No. I just know the guys that supposedly did it were trained at U.S. military bases and protected. I want a real investigation. That's all I've ever wanted. And the truth always comes out. You can't suppress it. But trying to go over to Umar Farouk, the underwear bomber, I mean, they're... Ladies and gentlemen, this is being used to set up the police state to record your wife, your son, your daughter's naked body when they go to the airport. This is being used to say we've got to have Homeland Security on the streets of the country. Here's the PrisonPlanet.com headline, but it has links to Detroit News saying the same thing. It has links to all the mainstream news, but they report it dryly, like they're talking about a weather report. Or something, or a county fair coming to town. The sharp-dressed man who aided the underwear bomber onto Flight 253 was a U.S. government agent. And then it goes through it. This is by Kurt Haskell, the lawyer who was on there with his wife. He's at the airport. He sees him lead Umar Farouk, the underwear bomber, up without a passport or anything, a man in a sharp-dressed suit, and says, get him on the plane, and they put him on the plane. And then somebody's on the plane, five rows back, the entire flight, with a camera, on a 15-hour flight, trained on the underwear bomber. Trained on Umar Farouk. It goes on and on. Then, they don't hear a pop, a small fire, some smoke. They take him off the plane. The bomb dog at customs, they have them all in there sequestered, runs up and alerts on a bag They grab another man, another black man. They grab him. They drag him into a room and say, everybody get out. Bomb, bomb. Everybody gets out. And then Haskell goes on TV, goes on CNN and MSNBC and says he saw all this. And the FBI goes on the news and says he's a liar. Then Haskell has all these other witnesses come out who were on the plane and say, no, we saw this. We saw all this. Now, this goes on for a month until last week when the Justice Department, Patrick F. Kennedy, Undersecretary for Management of the State Department, releases the fact that it was a Pentagon, FBI, Homeland Security sting, and that they wanted him to get to the U.S., and that they led him on board the plane and protected him and covered up the other person who was on the plane, even though the underwear bomber in federal court said there was an accomplice on board with him. And then he's pleading not guilty, but they won't give details under national security. Why would they have a video camera taping him so he'd go ahead with it, believing he was taking part in a drill? We know Muhammad Atta and at least five of the other hijackers took part in drills the months before. James Woods, the actor, and others went on Fox News about it, where they would be on the plane acting like they were going to take it over just to test security. What they do is they tell the BATF, they tell the FBI, they tell the Navy SEALs, practice taking over an airport, practice getting a bomb on a plane. This is all on record. Practice taking over an embassy. But what they do is when you actually go do the drill, 99% of the time, nothing happens. It's a drill. But 1% of the time, and we're guesstimating there, but we know this has happened in the past, it's been declassified, they actually blow the embassy up. Or they actually shoot you. Or you actually have a bomb in that bag they tell you to take on the bus or train. Let's say you drop the bomb. You run. At Canary Wharf in 2005 on 7-7, they gunned a bunch of people down, chased the Muslims down who found out it was a setup, and killed them. In every case, we find out the government's running drills on 9-11, on 7-7. In this case, drills, 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 drills. His dad, the underwear bomber's dad, goes and says he's planning something. He's training with terrorists, all this. It goes on and on and on and on. And even if you believe these are real terrorists and they were just allowed to do it, that's still an accomplice to the crime, and they're doing it so their approval ratings will go up. Remember what I told you 7 years ago, and now it was declassified last year? Governor Ridge, former head of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge wrote a book, how they would issue fake terror alerts for political purposes. I'm going to go through some more of the evidence of this and get into other news and your phone calls coming up. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming.
Historic events.
Or conspiracies.
If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America
at conspiracyking.com.
Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. So, the underwear bomber on Christmas Day is led on by a U.S. agent, and they now admit it's part of a sting. And then they lied about the other man supposedly with a bomb on the plane and said that never existed and said that people that were exposing that, like Kirk Haskell, were telling lies. Now they admit they were telling the truth. So we have this massive cover-up, and this is being done to launch a new war in Yemen and put in the naked body scanners worldwide instead of a police state. Remember that, because this is only the preparatory phase. Every week we hear new fake bin Laden tapes. And in the lower paragraph of the Associated Press, time and time again, they say, okay, well, we said that this might be a real bin Laden tape, but we have no way to prove it. And then all these past tapes have been proven to be fake. They simply use Osama bin Laden to menace you into giving up your freedom when we have the internal Homeland Security documents, MIAC and Homeland Security, where it's admitted that the Homeland Security system is set up for the American people. And they spin it to say terror suspect kept visa to avoid tipping off larger investigation and that they didn't want to bust him, the State Department reveals on Wednesday, because they wanted to find out who he was working for. So they let him on the plane. And I mean, are you really going to believe that? Are you going to believe any of that? And now, as I predicted a month ago, they're saying naked body scanners aren't enough that record your naked body. Now we want full body, the equivalent of chest x-rays, to look for bombs. Terrorists plan attack on Britain with bombs inside their bodies to foil new airport scanners. So now I guess you'll have to have surgery when you go to the airport. Now I guess you'll have to have your body cut open or be put in an x-ray machine. And they're saying the terrorists are getting ready to hit. The terrorists are getting ready to attack. The terrorists are going to get you if you don't do whatever the government says. You better do whatever our president says and whatever Homeland Security says, or it's over for you. It's so elementary what they're doing. You better take the flu shot or you're going to die from the flu. You better pay all these new taxes or the sky's going to fall. You're bad. Man is causing global warming and catastrophes. And not just Danny Glover, but now the UN says global warming caused the Haiti earthquake, when no scientist on earth will say the atmosphere has anything to do with tectonic plates. It's just the height of insulting your intelligence. It is the height of arrogance. It is the height of corruption to sit there and do this. Meanwhile, that doesn't matter, because right here in Austin, Texas, scrapyard cited for clear-cutting trees. Property owner says he did it to prevent trespassing, theft by transients camping in the woods, stealing the aluminum and other metals. And the police wouldn't come out and help him when he was being robbed, but more than 12 investigators swooped in on his property because he cut down an invasive species, the juniper, known as cedar trees by the ignoramuses that live around here. An invasive tree that's all over the place, it's his property, and they SWAT team him over it. We talked to him today, and he's scared to come on the radio show. And the local news acts like this is a good thing. This is all part of the fake environmental tyranny that we live under in this society. So that is coming up in the next hour. I want to give you the toll-free number to join us on air. It's 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Local folks in Central Texas can call 512-646-1776. I hope the term 1776 in George Washington doesn't offend some of you public school educated people out there. 888-201-2244, 512-646-1776. But I would hope that callers would want to talk about the underwear bomber and how they're now admitting in State Department releases that, okay, we were tracking him, we helped him get on the plane. After they lied and said we knew nothing about it, and there was no smart-dressed man in Amsterdam that got him on the plane. After they said all of this, after they pushed all of this propaganda, they've gone back on all their stories, and the man they got off the plane who supposedly had a bomb. What are they covering up? We need a real investigation of this by a legislature, by a special prosecutor, by a grand jury, because you're not going to get an investigation by the same federal government that is staging these scares. And remember, Governor Ridge in the new book admits what we already told you, Homeland Security issues those fake terror alerts for political gain, just like they lied about the WMDs. And you Republicans out there, you can't have it both ways. The train already left the station on this. They are lying about weapons of mass destruction. They are lying about terrorists. They are, bare minimum, letting terrorists attack us with full prior knowledge as a pretext to take over our lives. There's a revolving door in Homeland Security in the Pentagon. A revolving door is the only way to describe it properly, making millions of dollars in many cases per executive in government in the revolving door in the naked body scanning companies and the Pentagon companies. It's the big defense contractors running the red light cameras, the license plate reading cameras, the face scanning cameras, all of these systems going in. It isn't enough for the Pentagon and the big banks to take over the third world. They want the United States. They want Europe. And they are using these systems to take over our society, period. And they're not stopping there. The big central banks that run the show are coming in with global taxes in the name of taxing themselves, in the name of oversight. They, the IMF and World Bank, the private holding companies or the private central banks, just like in the U.S., it's the Federal Reserve. They're announcing new global taxes. They're going to try to unilaterally push through new carbon taxes. They can't get the Congress, the Senate to pass it, so they're coming in to the local cities from Los Angeles, San Francisco, Austin, Texas, New York, Boston. They are coming in with control. All the New World Order is powerful offshore corporations and banks that combine forces to bring in tyranny on a society-wide basis. All the New World Order is private corporations paying off your government to sign treaties with them, granting them government power to create monopolies and cartels to control the free market and society. They have stolen us blind. They have stolen Iceland and England and Europe and Canada and Australia and the United States blind. It is fraudulent. It is based in fraud. They can create unlimited derivatives, unlimited currency and credit for themselves, but they need fake environmentalism to actually get your property. They need fake government rules to seize all the major highways and roads and turn them into toll roads for offshore corporations like Centra of Spain. This is looting. This is corruption because the general public is only focused on football and on Hollywood stars and on diversions. The establishment is able to get away with this, but they have gone so far in their crimes. They have done so much evil that if we simply stand up and point out that the emperor is wearing no clothes and point out the crimes they've committed and that Geithner and Paulson, all these people have given themselves hundreds of millions of dollars individually to themselves out of the banker bailout money, and that the number is really 28 trillion, not 700 billion, and that they engineered this, and that McClatchy Newspapers wrote a five-part series in December exposing that this is premeditated. If we expose them, if we point out what they've done, if we simply have the energy to point out that they are the harbinger, the progenitor, the engine behind our economy falling apart. They want to destroy the economy. Ron Paul has said that because when they bankrupt you, you go under government control. More than half the population now work for the government or get government contracts. That's not enough. It's their job to bankrupt. It's their job to bankrupt the states. It's their job to take over society. It's a monopoly game. It's a game of absolute domination and control. I want to encourage listeners, PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and radio listeners to go to Infowars.com and order Fall of the Republic on DVD. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Watch it. Research it. Both films have bibliographies at FallTheRepublic.com. What is the endgame.com? Everything we claim here, we have documents and video clips online. Just like it's a textbook proving it. You want to know what's enslaving you. You want to take control of your future. You want to stand up against this tyranny. Now is the time to inform yourselves. And a lot of you are already on board and fully awake. What do you need to do? Wake up your friends, your family, your neighbors. No better way than these films. Tell people about the free podcast. Listen how you want, when you want, where you want. Infowars.com on the radio listen page. Download the free podcast every day. Take action. Hour two, straight ahead.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.